Welcome to the Good Neighbor Pharmacy Connect podcast, a podcast dedicated to independent pharmacy. My name is Paul Dunn, and today I am happy to introduce our guest, Alessandra Valdez, the pharmacist in charge at Ochoa's Pharmacy South in Edinburgh, Texas. Welcome to the podcast, Ali.
Hi, Paul. Thank you so much for having me here.
We're super excited to talk to you today. So we're going to go over a little bit of a history of women in pharmacy, and then we'll talk about you a little bit more and how you are a female leader in your field.
Yeah, sounds great. Thank you.
Awesome. So for our listeners, women in pharmacy actually date back to the late 1600s. Elizabeth Gooking Greenleaf is recognized as the first female pharmacist in America and is listed as one of the 32 apothecaries in New England in the late 1600s and early 1700s. She owned an apothecary shop in Boston in 1727 and paved the way for many women to follow. She's often seen as a trailblazer in the pharmacy profession. So jumping to today, according to the National Bureau of Economic Research, today approximately 55% of pharmacists are women. The number of women graduating from pharmacy programs is also on the rise from 14% in the mid-1960s to 65% today. So those are some incredible numbers. So Ali, as one of the leaders in your field, as one of those 55%, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? Where did you go to school?
I attended school at the University of Texas College of Pharmacy in class of 2011.
I'm always curious about what drove people into the profession. Why did you choose pharmacy? Did you always want to be a pharmacist?
My dad is actually a pharmacist. He also graduated from the University of Texas College of Pharmacy at Austin and opened up his own business. He's been in business now for over 35 years here in the Rio Grande Valley. I pretty much grew up around it, you know, grew up watching him interact with his patients and develop relationships with his patients. He's had a loyal patient base that have been with him for over 30 years, and now their children and the grandchildren, you know, come to him for their pharmacy needs. And so, you know, just seeing that, I just knew that I wanted to be able to help people on that level and have that relationship where I could meet their healthcare needs.
Yeah, I think that that's interesting. We've heard that from some other people that we've interviewed on the podcast. It just keeps coming back to that core tenet of helping people in need. Well, tell us what's special about the Rio Grande Valley, which is South Texas.
So the Rio Grande Valley, it is a very special place. It's very near and dear to my heart. You know, we have a lot of Hispanic culture here. And, you know, here at Ochoa's Pharmacy, we love to treat every customer as family. We're a very family-oriented business. A lot of our employees that are here with us have been employed with us for over 10 to 15 years. I've grown up with a lot of employees that we have. And like I said, you know, we want everybody to have the best experience that they can have when they walk into Ochoa's Pharmacy. You know, I always tell my staff, treat your patients as though they were, you know, your father, your mother, your brother, sister, significant other, you know, so that they feel special and they know that their healthcare needs have been met here.
It's the pharmacist mentality in the rest of life, isn't it?
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us about your family. You know, being a woman in the pharmacy industry, as we said, those numbers are on the rise. So tell us a little bit about yourself and what it's like to be a female in the pharmacy industry.
Pharmacy being formerly a predominantly male-oriented career, it was intimidating, you know, moving back down to the Valley because a lot of independent pharmacy owners here in the Valley are still, you know, predominantly male. But then, you know, you get to working, you network, and, you know, your colleagues that you graduated with, you know, a lot of them moved down here to the Valley as well. I do have some role models here that, you know, I look up to, and they're female, they're pioneers, you know, with their independent pharmacies. So, you know, it's doing what you do every day and remembering, you know, why you wanted to be in pharmacy and having that passion for helping, you know, the patients and meeting their healthcare needs. So, you know, myself, when I graduated, we did have a lot of females in our graduating class, which was awesome. You know, but it is difficult. You know, once I, you know, became a mom, I have two young kids. I have a 3- and a 4-year-old. So balancing that with everyday work life, yeah, it is a difficult task, but it's not impossible. So it's just something that you get up to every day.
Let's talk about that. You mentioned being a mom. How do you manage that? How do you do it all, being a mom and being a pharmacist? What's your daily routine like, or how do you manage it daily?
It can get pretty crazy, to be honest. But, you know, I'm very blessed that I have a very awesome family support system that is there for me emotionally and physically in times of need. You know, it's getting the kids to school every morning, opening up the pharmacy every morning, working your full day shift, and then picking up the kids from their after school program, getting home to make dinner, making sure that their homework is done, bath time, bedtime, and then, you know, whatever little time you have for yourself to shower and go to sleep and then get up and do it all over again the next morning.
So what motivates you to keep doing that? Because that sounds like a pretty tiring day.
Yeah, I mean, it's just something that when you stop, like right now, you know, when you stop and actually think about it and you think, wow, that is a lot, but you just do it every day. I love my job. I love what I do. I love being able to help people and coming to work every day. I work with an amazing staff. I'm blessed to work with my family, with my father and my mother as well. She does the financials for the business. It is truly a blessing to come into work every day doing what I love. And then, you know, having my family as well. Does it get difficult at times? I mean, of course it does. You have your good days and bad days, but try to have more good days than bad days.
I think about my mom, and my mom was a nurse. So raising us, I felt like I got the best experience because it was somebody in the healthcare profession. So if I was feeling sick, there was no getting out of school. You know, if I wasn't feeling great, you know, I sort of had to figure out my way around her. How do you think being a pharmacist affects you as a parent? How do you bring those methods of helping people and treating people well, like as a pharmacist parent? What's that dynamic like?
It's pretty funny because my kids suffer from, you know, the seasonal allergies. So they already know that they get their children's Claritin every morning, you know, especially being here in the Rio Grande Valley where allergies are pretty, you know, prevalent amongst the pediatric population. So, you know, they're pretty familiar with that, you know, straight away. It can be challenging too because, you know, I have no problem counseling other parents because I know their fears. It helps me be a little bit more empathetic to the patients with small children because, you know, they're freaking out because they have to give their children medications that they're not familiar with at all. They don't know what kind of side effects they're going to have. And we are here to educate the parents to ease their fears that they have and to make sure that they don't have any questions. So going through that with my kids, you know, I'm able to have, you know, that empathy and have more of a personal touch to that because I've been through it as a parent. I've been through where, you know, my children become sick and I have to, you know, rush them to the pediatrician or, you know, pick them up from school because they have, you know, 101 fever. So, I mean, I've experienced that. So I think that's helped me.
Yeah, it's definitely relying on a little bit of that life experience, right? And I think that that grit and determination you need to have as a parent, as a mom. You mentioned something earlier, talking about connection with other female leaders in pharmacy, because specifically in the Rio Grande Valley, you said that there were a lot of male pharmacists or it was a male-dominated profession. So where do you seek advice from other women who are pharmacists? How do you connect with them?
So, you know, I am very blessed that a lot of my classmates that I graduated with at UT Austin, they did move back down here to the Valley. They work in different career paths. So some of them work hospital pharmacy, some of them work chain pharmacy, some of them are in the education field or teaching. We maintain a very close bond and a very close relationship. So, you know, for moral support, we go to each other. I graduated with a cooperative pharmacy program. Our director for the program, who is Dr. Lydia Aguilera, she owned an independent pharmacy here in the Valley for many, many years. And then, you know, with all the insurance changes, unfortunately, had to close that down. She went into, you know, education and became the director of the cooperative pharmacy program. So she helped us tremendously transition from Austin down here into the Valley. You know, she was our second mom in so many ways with that moral support, just unwavering faith in us that we would succeed. You know, any advice that we needed, any questions that we needed to have answered. I mean, she was there for us. And, you know, I can't thank her enough for everything that she's done for myself. And I know I can safely speak for, you know, my other classmates that she was there for all of us. So she is somebody that I definitely look up to. And, you know, even now after having worked for several years in the profession, you know, I know that I'm still able to reach out to her whenever, you know, I have a question.
Yeah, that's cool. I think keeping that consistent touch with your college educators, your pharmacy educators, specifically the females who motivate and inspire and have led you in the past. How have you translated that into what you do for your staff? Because I think when we were talking before, you mentioned that a lot of your staff is female. So how do you take that wisdom that you had from your professors in college and translate that to your staff?
Like I said before, you know, we are very family oriented. The way I like to lead the staff is more of a team mentality. You know, we are all here to work together to make sure that, you know, the patient's healthcare needs are met, because I can't do my job without, you know, my technician doing their job. Everything goes hand in hand. You know, that's just the way I like to approach it here. And, you know, like I said before as well, treating every member like a family. A lot of our patients here, you know, we know them by name. They feel very comfortable coming to us with any questions or concerns, you know, and then having that empathy towards patients. A lot of times they're in here because they're not feeling well. They may have just been released from the hospital or just, you know, come back from a doctor's appointment where they had to, you know, usually wait a long time. So just being empathetic to the fact that they might not be at their 100%, and, you know, just to try to help them out as quickly and efficiently as possible, while making sure that all their questions are answered and they're taken care of.
Yeah, I think that that shows a little bit who you are as a manager. So when you think about your connection with your other female colleagues and think about your connection with the rest of the industry, what message do you want to leave our listeners with? What's the piece of advice that you would give to either a female entering the profession or maybe somebody who's been in it for a decent amount of time? What sort of advice would you leave?
So I think the biggest piece of advice I'd want to give would be to never forget why you chose pharmacy as your profession. I know at the very beginning, there's a passion within you to want to help those patients. Never forget that, because in pharmacy, it is a stressful job. There can be some hard days where you're just overwhelmed and you're wondering, what am I doing? But, you know, if you sit back and you think about it, you know, and just think about why you wanted to do this, reignite that passion to help your patients. Because I know when I've had a rough day, all it takes is a simple thank you from a patient. Thank you for helping me. Thank you for listening. You know, I didn't have anybody else to talk to about this issue. That's all it takes for me, you know, to just reignite that fire within you to, you know, want to do everything that you can to help your patients.
Yeah, I think that's important. Just think about those little things, right? Think about, you know, the things that are going to keep you motivated.
Exactly.
We have run out of time, but thank you so much for joining us today. I appreciate hearing your perspective and hearing about how you're a leader in your field.
Thank you, Paul. I really appreciate everything.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Good Neighbor Pharmacy Connect. You can access more episodes of this podcast through the GMP Central page, which is accessible on ABC Order, or through iTunes or your podcast player of choice. Stay tuned for future episodes. And please, if you have any questions, email us at goodneighborpharmacy@amerisourcebergen.com. Thanks for listening.